Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. Most of us are old enough to have at least seen film clips of the daredevil stunt known as wing walking. It was a stunt performed in the early days of aviation, in which aviators walked the wings of biplanes as they buzzed over airfields to the oohs and ahs of amazed onlookers. Well, apparently, the first and only law of wing walking is this: never let go of what you're holding on to until you're holding on to something else. For obvious reasons, that is a very prudent approach to wing walking, but as a strategy for a life lived in faith, it's not all that helpful. Because isn't the very definition of faith that when God calls us to say or do something that's difficult or scary or out of our comfort zone, that we are willing to let go of, to release that which is safe and secure, and trust that God will have us? Well, there came a moment in Jesus' ministry when Luke writes, he set his face toward Jerusalem. This week, we're remembering all that he faced when he arrived there. And I guess I'm pondering all that Jesus needed to let go of, what he had to release, so that he could finish the work that his Father had given him to do. Henry Nouwen once wrote about a group of flying trapeze artists called the Flying Rodleys. Nouwen writes that when the circus came 2 years ago, my friends invited me and my father to see the show. I'll never forget how enraptured I became when I first saw the Rodleys move through the air, flying and catching, as elegant as dancers. The next day, I returned to the circus to see them again and introduced myself to them as one of their great fans. They invited me to attend a practice session, gave me free tickets, asked me to dinner, and suggested I travel with them for a week in the future. Well, one day I was sitting with Rodley, the leader of the troupe, in his caravan, talking about flying. He said, "As a flyer, I must have complete trust in my catcher. The public might think I'm the great star of the trapeze, but the real star is Joe, my catcher. He has to be there with split-second precision and grab me out of the air as I come to him." "How does it work?" Nouwen asked. "Well, the secret," Rodley said, "is that the flyer does nothing and the catcher does everything. When I fly to Joe, I simply stretch out my arms and hands and wait for him to catch me and pull me to safety." "You mean you do nothing?" "Nothing," Rodley repeated. "The worst thing a flyer can do is to try to catch the catcher. If I grabbed Joe's wrist, I might break them, or he might break mine, and that would be the end for both of us. No, a flyer must fly, and a catcher must catch, and the flyer must trust, with outstretched arms, that his catcher will be there for him." Friends, our Lord trusted that his Father would be there for him, and so he released himself into his strong arms. So can I. So can you.